Recording in progress.
Shalom Aleichem. Sorry for the delay. As the title says, Vayera Tavshin Pekim, we're navigating the darkness. We are in a confusing time. I dare say we've been in this confusing time for a long time. On an international level, on a national level, in Chutz Laretz, in Eretz Yisrael, so many forces of hatred for sometimes the Jewish people, sometimes for what it means to be Jewish, personal tragedy. It's a hard time. Hard not that it's we're complaining, but hard just to know how to navigate. So this is not a new experience. And I thought perhaps we could look at a little bit at the connection between the end of Parsha Shmos last week and this week's Parsha Vayera. To see it in several different lights and realize how many different agendas are actually being addressed. Incredible number of things. Different ways of looking at it. The Torah itself, we know, is like an exquisite jewel. A diamond with many facets. And you hold it this way, and you see the sparkling of the diamond in that fashion, and then you hold it a different way, and it changes. And it's the Shivan Panim of the Torah. It always has to revolve around the truth, right? We're not giving... not suggesting that you can interpret any way that you want. But here, if we are using the Kadmonim, we're using those who have lit up the path of how to understand the Torah. So they're before us, if not in their exact way, but certainly in their approach. So then I think we'll be okay. But let's start. Moshe Rabbeinu knew before he got to the end of Parsha Shmos, when everything went, as they say in Latin, kaflui. He knew that this was not going to be a simple prospect. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Vani adati ki lo yiten eschem melech Mitzrayim la'aloch v'lo biyad chazaka." I know, said Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, that He will not send you v'lo biyad chazaka. In other words, just a little bit of yad chazaka will not be sufficient to get Him to send the Jewish people out. Shalachti es yadi v'kisi es Mitzrayim b'chol niflosai asher aseh b'kibro v'achrechein yishalach eschem. Oh, when I give Him everything that He deserves, the four plus whammy, as it were, then he will send them out. Now, however, we come to the end of Parsha Shmos, and there Moshe Rabbeinu is very frustrated. He came to speak on Hashem's behalf to Paro, and as a result, the Mitzrim are making it more difficult for the Jewish people. More difficult. And where's this all going? Vayashiv Moshe El Hashem Vayomar Al Hashem Lama Reus Lama Zeh Shalachtani. Why have you made it bad for them? Why did you send me? We should not confuse when Moshe Rabbeinu asked this question, where we asked this question. Right, to make light of difficult situations, right? But sometimes even when things are very, very small, we're immediately, what do you want from me? What's going on over here? You know, didn't you take driver's ed? It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not Moshe Rabbeinu. But nonetheless, the question seems certainly familiar to us. if not really in its, if not in the driving force behind it, but in its tone. It seems to resonate. Why have you made things worse? Why would you send me? Then Rashi drops a bombshell. Lama Hariyosu Lama Zen is the double question here. Why have you made things worse, and why have you sent me? Lama Hariyosu Lama Zen, we've told him, Ach, bless lecha, kovel ani ashishachtani. Rashi says, and Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, and if you'll say, what's it my business? What difference does it make to you? Mach vaslecha. What difference does it make to you? You ask me, why did I make it worse then? And if you'll say, what difference does it make to you? Then I have another question. Lama zeshalachtani, why have you sent me? The whole thing sounds preposterous. What difference does it make to Moshe Rabbeinu? The suffering of the Jewish people? Huh? Umeazbasi al Paro continues, yeah, the end of Parsha Shmos. Umeazbasi al Paro, the Dabri Bishmecha, Irala, Amazeva, Telu Taltatamecha. I've shown up and things got only worse for them. You haven't saved them. So Moshe, Hashem answers him, Vayomar Hashem, El Moshe, Atasire. Now you will see, Asher es to the Paro, that which I will do to Paro, Ki Biad Chazaka Yishalchem, Biad Chazaka Yigashem Yartso. You'll see that he will send them out Biyad Chazakah. Right? Biyad Chazakah Yigashim Yasoh, and with the Yad Chazakah he will, as it were, banish them from his land. It says Rashi, Atasir, and now you will see here, Harta al Midosai. You have had second thoughts, misgivings, about the way I conduct myself, my Midos, the way I reveal myself to the world. Right? Lo ka Avram shamarti lo. Not like Avram, whom I said to him, Ki Yitzchak Kor al Chazara, Yitzchak will be your future. And then I told him, Kachnas binchas yachidchas ashaftes Yitzchak, Lecha kol eretz amoria v'aleo sham lola, halacha de'ori mesharom ra'ilecha. And then afterwards I told him to take Yitzchak and turn him into an ola. The Medrash brings out other cases, not just with Gabi Avram Yitzchak, with Gabi Yitzchak himself, not being able to find water, Yaakov, right? Not being able to find a piece of land to put his tent down. Even on Avram, it goes a step past the Akedah. Avram is supposed to be burying Sarah. He has to go buy it from Ephor Achiti. Isn't this his land? But they didn't ask any questions. So you know what? Sui atasira, now you will see, Hashem says Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you will see. You'll see the niflos. You'll see the wonders that I will perform in the land of Egypt. And you will not see. You will not see the entry into Eretz Yisrael and how I will banish the 31 kings from before the Jewish people. Sounds like an onish. Midi keneged mida. This you'll see, that you won't see. Then starts our parsha. Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. Vayidaber Elokim. I dare say that we'll see in just a moment. Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. The name Elokim, Midas Adin, right? Midas Adin. Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu Midas Adin, and then afterwards he switches Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. And Ve'ra El Avram El Yitzchak El Yaakov Kel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lehem. I appeared to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Kel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lehem. Right. So that we know that Hashem, the fact it starts with Elokim Midas Adin. Right, there's a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. I did say it's a little bit of a question. If, in fact, as we said at the end of Parsha Shmos, that this was an onesh, that now you'll see and you won't see when the Jewish people enter Yisrael because you have had misgivings about the way I conduct myself, you would think it should have started over there. By Yidaber Elokim El Moshe, Atasireh. It doesn't. There's the Vayomer Hashem. Here in this pasuk, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem, it's a point to ponder. In other words, we don't see the Midas HaDin being visited upon Moshe except in Rashi's Diuk, in the last pasuk of last week's Parsha. Atasire, now you'll see. Then you won't see. For the future, you won't see. You won't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, the Shem Elokim doesn't appear there. Here it does appear. And Rashi points out, Chazal point out, that it starts off with Midas HaDin and changes afterwards to Midas HaRachmim. And then Hashem says to him, I appeared to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Kel Shakai. Kel Shakai is the name of Hashem associated with Hashem not performing open miracles consistently for them, but rather being mashkiach upon the hashgacha pratis, intense hashgacha pratis within the world of Teva, in the merit of their connection to Hashem, in the merit of their emuna, their bitachon, their dveikus b'Hashem. So Hashem organizes the natural world to their benefit, because benefit is not their own personal benefit, because they're engaged on a totally non-egocentric trip in this world. They are here to reveal Hashem's name, and therefore Hashem arranges the world for them. But it's not like they see Nisim Gluyim all the time. They don't see a Kriyas Yamsuf, they don't see a Eser Makos, etc. Hashem is able to maintain the quote unquote laws of nature. We know Elohim with a hey, not a kuf, is equal to Hateva. It's all Hashem's will, but nonetheless, it is an expression of Hashem's will that actually hides his presence, because it looked like it's a self-contained system. But in any event, let's continue. Let's continue our journey here. Wemedrish, Lama Arios Lama Zeh, Rabbeinu Bachye, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe, Moshe, Chaval da'avdim lo mishtakrim. Chaval, you're not like the Avos. Amati la'avram kumi salach ba'aretz, Bikei Shmokam l'kvor asara v'lo matza, Atche shokal arba mes, etc. We mentioned before all that discussion. And then the Rabbeinu Bachye continues, V'nir li mipshat ha'kosov lo mash ein chet L'Moshe b'dibur l'amariosa. This is the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu over here. Is not that he said, why have you made it bad for them? I'm attributing it to you, Hashem. It is bad for them. Things are not good. I mean, I don't have to deny the truth. Right? I don't know the truth. Everybody knows that everything is Gamzu L'Tova. Moshe Rabbeinu also knew that. Whatever is known to Rabbi Akiva, whatever is known to Nochem Ish Gamzu, Moshe Rabbeinu also knew. But right now, it's painful. Right now, it's not pleasant. And I know you're the source of that. And I would like to understand that. So as Rabbeinu Bachye, that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a sin. It's not ascribed to him a chet based upon that. Aval chet haya, says Rabbeinu Bachye, b'ma she'omro me'az basti al paro l'dabi b'shvecha hira la'am hazeh. He's pointing to the tahalich. My showing up is making things worse. The Lama Hari Osa, okay, you bring this upon them. But the question is I'm speaking your name and things are getting worse. Moshe Rabbeinu's got a question on the tahalich, on the process. The process is askew here. I'm coming speaking your name. That means the world should be filled with light. And instead, I'm speaking your name and the world is, what do you call, sinking deeper and deeper into darkness. Yomar ki me'eish shebaa lefana v'shlichus Hashem ha'godl hara la'am hazeh ki lo yadu v'lo nichna mefanav klal v'adibra hazeh hu meharar achar midosav. We're going the wrong way. That's the issue. Not the pain per se, but we're going the wrong way. So says Rabbeinu Bachye. So Hashem reiterates, we're in a process here of where you'll see what's going to happen to Paro. At this point, you have problems, but you'll see what will happen. And Lefish Dorshu Ata Sirav Lotir Masha Esa Leshloshim Echem Lochim Ye Onesh Ntilas Adin Shalikonis Aretz. Right? If you have claims on the justice of the process, then you won't see the end of the process. You won't see their entry into Eretz Yisrael. That's one approach. So let's understand. Oh, we've already had Rashi saying Hashem is upset with Moshe Rabbeinu for asking the questions. Chaval avdin v'losh mishtachin. You're not like the avos, right? Beit Avachi says it's not the question of Moshe Rabbeinu lam hari osa. Why are things bad for them right now? Just the claim of Moshe Rabbeinu that things are going in the wrong direction. Why are they going in the wrong direction? And Hashem says, you have to have faith to see that it is going in the right direction. You only see one little piece right now. You only have one little piece in front of you. You don't see the entire tahlich. And as a result, since you have claims against the process, then, sorry, then you'll not be privy. You'll be privy to see the conclusion of the process. Okay. For Isim Eperish Rabbeinu Chananel continues Rabbeinu Bache. Shekosav she'ein loshon lamariosa loshon tflun about tochas dvarim. The Rabbeinu Bache brings Rabbeinu Chananel and wants to say even to lessen even more so the question of lamariosa. Avol loshon she'ela. It's not a complaint. Again, this is a discussion amongst the Rishonim. Some say that it is a complaint, right? To which even Rabbi Bachi says that's not the most important thing. The important thing is that Moshe Rabbeinu is claiming that the entire process has gone awry, it's gone askew, it's going in the wrong direction. That's his sin. That's his sin. That's the deficiency in what he's saying. Ben Chanano says it's not even a complaint. It's just a question. It's a question. Tzadik v'ra'lo, Rosh v'tovlo. What's the pshat? Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, we know. At Har Sinai, Hodini knows Drachecha, teach me your ways. The Chazal teaches, he's asking the question, Tzadik v'ra'lo, Rosh v'tovlo. Okay, fine. V'da, Rabbeinu Bache. Ki inyoni ha-golus hazeh, ha-rishon, remez l'inyoni galusenu zeh ha-achron. The confusion, to the point of which that even Moshe Rabbeinu, right, will come to Moshe B'Yisrael. Even Moshe Rabbeinu is befuddled by the darkness. It says Rabbeinu Bache that the Golos of Mitzrayim is the model for our Golos. Shara omdim bo b'shibur v'yisurim b'rshus malchus edom v'anu mitzapim l'yeshuas Hashem yizborach. Ki inyin she'omar David al v'sholm al inyin hazeh nafshi l'Hashem mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker, mamtinim v'chozrim mamtinim. But Rabbeinu Bache says that the model of what took place, which even brought Moshe Rabbeinu to ask, yeah, is the model for our Golos. Right? It's a model for our Golos. The confusion. I've seen things from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Zchus Yogaleinu Zechatzadik of Kodesh Levracha, how he talks about how difficult it was, not just during the war, right? How difficult it was. I mean, he lost a wife and 11 children in the war. Not only did he not lose his faith, but he lifted up other people out of the ashes. A malach. It describes how difficult it was. They were sure that when the liberation came, quote-unquote, the gates of the camps were opened, that they would hear the footsteps of Mashiach. Mashiach would be there. That they'd gone through the worst, and now the Gula would come, and it didn't come. And people were broken. People were broken by it. It's coming. Disappears. It's coming. It disappears. Nafshi l'Hashem mishomrim l'boker. Shomrim l'boker. Right, twice it says, right, in Shir HaMalos, right? We're waiting for the morning. We're waiting for the morning, right? Mamtinim v'chozim mamtinim. Bim tisachra geula lavo hakol hosif lanu schar tov leheiti vosanu b'achriseinu. Says Rabbeinu Bachye, it's the same thing. It's confusing. It's coming. It disappears. It's coming. It disappears. And this is to give us schar tov because it's... That's schar tov because we'll suffer per se. Because it's such an incredible nisayon of emuna. Where is it going? Oh, it's coming. It's gone. It's coming. It's gone. It's such an incredible test of emuna. Right? Those who, as it were, are the evildoers. The Midas Adin, right, is ratcheting up what they call more and more and a greater case against them. So that when their onesh comes, right, Hashem's what they call truth will be revealed in the world and we will receive schar for all of the emunah. So for those, right, above and beyond the general confusion that fills the world now. There are people who are going through all sorts of personal difficulties, and they feel like they're abandoned. They feel like saying, "Lam harios, lam hazeh, shlachtani. What's my shlichus? A shlichus just to suffer?" And it's not a question that I can answer. But Hashem says, Rabbeinu Bachye explains, schar will get. Schar you'll get. Hashem should spare all his children. V'achri zos kovda aleim ha'avoda v'nis oru aleim ha'sina v'nis vasfa b'neim. It's like right out of the newspapers, right? 80 years ago, we were... The Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, attempted to annihilate us. And they're still trying to destroy Yiddishkeit. And to add insult to injury, they've made us into the Nazis of the 21st century. We're the Nazis. Didn't know it? Read the newspaper. We're the Nazis. We'll have a Holocaust commemorative ceremony, but not invite the Jews, because the Jews are the new Nazis. Darkness. V'yeh agoyel nigla v'choz v'nichse, k'di l'hatos es ha'akum v'hakshos es libam. In Mitzrayim, the ghoul is coming, it disappears, the ghoul is coming, it's worse, the ghoul is coming, it's tragedy. Hakshus is libam, and it hardens the heart of the oppressors, and it makes it difficult for those who are being oppressed. And as the Medrash says, Rabbeinu Bachye brings, Domed odi l'tzvi, ma tzvi ze nir v'nichse. You see a deer off in the distance on the hill. There he is, I see him. Oh, he's gone. Oh, he's behind the bush. I see him again. There he is. He's gone. He's by the tree. Oh, he's gone. Where is he? He's gone. And now he's here. It says, Rabbeinu Bachye, V'chein Amar Navi Kimitzeischa, Pasuk from Micha, Kimitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Me'eretz Niflos. The same way I took out of Mitzrayim, so too you will save the same wonders. In the Gula seed of Akasha, Yiskar of Akates, Tiena Tzoros, Rabos, and Mischaskos, Vusimena Yeshua Yisrael. How long? Don't know. But he says that's the process. That's the process. Volatzion Goel, Shavi Pesha, Be'akob Num Hashem. So that's one approach. Right? One approach. Moshe Rabbeinu knew it was going to be difficult. Moshe Rabbeinu, nonetheless, he asks questions on Hashem's Tahalich. What's the process here? Hashem tells him, "Ah, you don't have the patience to wait for the Tahalich, for the process to come to conclusion. So therefore you'll see, right, in this stage, you'll see the wonders that I will perform. But at the ultimate stage, the coming entry into Eretz Yisrael, that you won't see. that you won't see. And the Rabbeinu Bachya taught us that just as it's so confusing, it was so confusing in Yetzias Yisrael that even Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Lama Ra'osa, Lama Zeh Shalachtani, right? So too it'll be in our days as well. How long this segment of time will continue, I don't know. It says Rav Nachman Mendel Mivityapsk, the Priya Aretz, is buried in Tveria. Yeah, came from Ukraine to Tveria. Chassidic, one of the Chassidic greats. Vayoshev Moshe Hashem at the end of last week's parsha. Vayomer Hashem, Lama Reos Lama Zeh Lama Zeh Shlachtani Pirush Rashi V'Yimtoma Mach Ich Vaslacha. Remember we said that Rashi writes, and if you'll say to me, what's it? What do I care? Kovla Ani Shlachtani V'Nei Hamuser Poshut. Askel She'ein L'Shum Odom L'Shol L'Hachnis Atzmo B'Dover She'ein Shelo. The Musar that's being said over here is what is unbelievable. But feel Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shom Shaya Ef Shalomar Shu Mitzayer Betzaras Yisrael. The question: what does it mean? Mach Ich Baslacha. Like he said, that Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael. He's Mitzayer Betzaras Yisrael. But the Musar over here is right. What's the Musar? Kihu Hakol Hakol. Moshe Rabbeinu, after all, he encompasses all the souls of the Jewish people. How should he not feel the pain? Are you suggesting that you have more rachmanis on my children than my children, says Hashem? They are poel yadai, they are my creations. Do you have tainas on me that you love them more than I love them? That's the Musar. Shukimis Abrel Riv Lo Ma Ichvas Lecha. Can you care for them more than I care for them? That's the Musar. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself accepted that because he already said it as a rhetorical statement. And if you should say to me, no, how can you have claims? How can you be claim to be more concerned for them than I am? But nonetheless, I have another question. Why did you send me? An insight, with that Rashi we saw before. Now here's a Ksav Sofer here. This Ksav Sofer takes the very same psukim that we saw at the end of Parsha Shmos, the beginning of Parsha Vayera, and interprets it in just a phantasmagoric way. Ve'erol Avram v'Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'agam hekimosi es brisi v'agam ani shamati nearly the forish seder apsukim ha'elu mibli laharich v'dikdukim etc. The Omer Moshe lama harios lama zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu said, why have you made things worse for the Jewish people? Lama zeh shlachtani, why have you sent me? Toma Moshe, says the Sofer, al kvedes hashibud. Shibud is getting so difficult. It's getting worse. Ve'im b'shvil she'enem ru'uyim li'goyel. And if you'll say the reason it's getting worse is because they're not worthy of being redeemed yet, im kein lama zeh shlachtani, then why have you sent me? Whereas he's combining the two things. Why is it getting worse? The fact that it's getting worse implies that they're not really worthy yet. They need to go through more difficulty, right? More cleansing, more, as it were, being put in the olive press of history. Okay, so why have you sent me now? We haven't finished the first stage. Why are we starting the second stage? V'shivu Hashem, ata sira, asher es l'faro. Now you'll see that which I will do to faro. Ki b'yad chazaka yishalchem. Remember that Yad Chazakah, Hashem said initially to Moshe Rabbeinu, Paro won't send them out by Yad Chazakah initially, but at the end, it does say, right, Paro does send them out by Yad Chazakah. Nearly, Dil Achashinasu Kol Anisim Yikobakob Lo Yu Rotzim Latzeis. Paro sent them out by Yad Chazakah, he had to push them out of Mitzrayim. They didn't want to leave. Achigirshim Paro Me'artso. Until Paro, ultimately, right,
banished them from his land, their land. You hear? V'hayim mishum katnus emuna shahaisa b'hem. Moshe Rabbeinu, you had a good diuk. You understood. They're going through the Aleph press, right? They're not worthy yet. And you know what? You're right. Because when Paro will eventually send them out, he'll have to drive them out. Get out of my land. Because they still were nervous to leave. A lack of emunah. Vimkina tmiya kayemes. Halo einam ruim legoyal. You're right, Moshe Rabbeinu. Vateret salzeh ki yesh li snatzel osam. Sheheim oro avoseim shayu ovdi Hashem. V'hu lo kiyem havtachos alehem. Hear this? What an unbelievable. The statement of Aero El Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Kel Shakai Shmi Hashem Lo Nodat Lehem. Again, we saw it before. It's part of Hashem's statement, his harsh statement to Moshe Rabbeinu. You didn't believe. The others did believe. Comes to Ksav Sofer and says, no, this is an explanation as to why the Jewish people don't yet believe. In other words, you're right, they're not ru'uyim yet. But you know what? You know what? There's an understanding for that. Because they saw, I promised their avos, Eretz Yisrael. But they didn't get it. Avram had to buy a kever. Yitzchak couldn't find water to drink, right? Without getting into all sorts of disagreements with the king of Gerar. Yaakov had to buy a place to put his tent. So they saw, what's the point? The Cain, yeah, right. The Avos maintained their emuna. But the children said, what did they gain from it? They didn't get Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it weakened their emuna, the children's emuna. He's coming to be matzdik, as it were, to justify the lack of faith of the Jewish people. Also, right? I see that the Mitzrayim are ma'avidim osam. They cause them to be over avodah zarah. Of course, their moon is weak. It says the Sofer, that's what is being said over here. Once again, we're holding the diamond of the Torah here with a completely different way of understanding this psukim from the Ksav Sofer. V'hainu ve'eroel Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'shmi Hashem lo nodati him v'peperish k'peperish Rashi shlo nodal hem midas emitus shali. I didn't see, right? Hivtachti v'lo kiyamti. They promised them, they didn't see fulfillment of his yisnatzos l'b'neihem. This is an explanation, this is an excuse for the children. Sh'rofu yadeim be'emunasem bi. That's why they have lack of emunah. V'gam ha'kimosi brisi tam lo seislam e'etz eretz kanan v'adayin lo kiyamti. Amazing. Amazing. So the question still remains, so why are things getting worse? V'od yesh l'farish v'gama ki Moses b'si itam ki lo yosha ovos eretz Yisrael rak hem yizku ba tzvichim z'chuyos lizkos ba aval kevun she muchzeke esi lehem me'avoseihem. It belongs to them by virtue of their ovos av Yitzchak Yaakov em tzvichim z'chus l'zeh. Right? So all of this is coming to explain why, in fact, the Jewish people don't have emunah. My Paul's going to have to chase them out of the land. Why don't they have emunah? Because they saw the avos were promised, and they didn't see fulfillment of it. The Gam Shamati is nakas b'nei Yisrael. In addition, I also understand why they have a lack of emunah, because the mitzvim are filling them with avodah zarah. Mikol ze ein la nishim kol kach shiyu la'olam b'golus. All that is the reason why they shouldn't be forever in golus. So you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, if they're not ru'uyim, if they don't have emunah, so it's not time to leave. So why are you sending me? To which Hashem answers, you're right, they don't have emunah. But the fact is that there's still a reason why they don't have that emunah.
It's not a total excuse, but it's enough of a reason why the process of Geula, the wheels of Geula, have to start. So we have a combination of two things happening at the same time. Tests of Emunah, right? Right? At the same time, the process of Geula starts. Because Hashem understands. He understands that there are reasons why we are weak. It's not a total excuse, but the wheels of Geula, it's enough to tell us that the wheels of Geula have to start rolling. So two opposite things happening at the same time. One carrying us forward, one friction holding us back. V'chein amor lehem, mivshavim kama dikdukim, etc. Looks up so far, unbelievable. The whole beginning of the parsha is explaining to Moshe Rabbeinu why it looks like the two opposite things happening. The Golus is getting worse, the Shibud is getting worse, and yet you're bringing me to be Gol them. And Hashem says, indeed. They need cleansing, right? They need cleansing. But they're not so unworthy that the wheels of Geula can't start turning. Because there are reasons why they have lack of Emunah. And only Hashem knows the balance of how much of this and how much of that. It says Medrash. Right. Talks about the same thing that Rashi told us originally. Chaval de Avdin. Right. Val dover zeh big shemitas adin defgoa b'moshe Rabbeinu. Udi chsiva yidaber elokim el Moshe. Ufishin istakel ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ushi bishvil tzah Yisrael. Dibre kein chozev enag imo b'mitas rachamim. Udi chsiva yomer elov ani Hashem. Says it's Fasemes. Another pun, another face of what's happening here. Hizkhu b'midas adin, v'rosh b'shvil tzar Yisrael diber, chazil midas arachamim. Here, clearly, hear what's going on over here. To explain a little bit of this almost tohu va-vohu, of the one hand, signs of the Geula, and the other signs, the Shiva getting worse, and signs of the Geula, we're coming, going forward, and then we're going backward and forward and backward and forward and backward. Says the Sfasemes, Asher Chacham Yagidu v'shamanu merabosenu ki Yetzias Mitzrayim haya tikun kol ma'ase bereishis. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a rectification. The Asar Mamoros, with which the world was created, people had trampled upon it. It had been covered over with thick layers of cheap veneer. Couldn't see it anymore. Come along, Yasiris. Esar Makos strips that away. Ultimately to be, as it were, shined and polished and revealed on a whole new level through Aseres HaDibros, 10 statements of creation, 10 makos to cleanse, 10 dibros to give us a new direction in life. Tikkun ma'as bereishis. Uklal advarim shem emesos eser makos, right, says the Sfasemes just mentioned, right. Asher al kain kemoshe matzinu bereishis habria olu b'machshava lifonav livrosa b'midas adin. Remember, from the very beginning of Sefer Bereishis, right? Bereishis bar Elokim, says the Elokim. Rashi points out Elokim is midas adin. Later on, in the story of Maaseh Bereishis, says Hashem Elokim, Shebes Rachamim Yudkei Vavkei. The deepest Ratzon is Hashem wishes us to deserve it, bedin, to deserve it completely, no freebies. Mm-hmm. But on a practical level, men can't live exclusively on Midas Adin. And then Hashem joined together Midas Arachamim. Rachamim doesn't mean, right, oh, it's all, forget about it, I was just kidding before. It's not me to be din. You're okay, I'm okay, it's California. Misracha means this tshuva. Misracha means even when onus comes, it comes out in pieces. Racha means that when we do something wrong, Hashem doesn't immediately cause the ramifications to take place. It gives us a chance to rethink our position so we can do the tshuva, etc., 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 as Masil Sharm talks about. So too in this gula. This gula is patterned, right? So interesting. The Berbache told us that this gula is a pattern for our gula now. And the Sfasemis is taking us in the other direction. He says the gula Mitzrayim is following the path of Maaseh Bereishis. Right? Ki Maaseh Bereishis befall, Eif Shar Liyiskayim Bebinas Adin, etc. Perish. She's nagu kol abrui mamish b'mishpat Hashem Yisbarach. The world can't live strictly with his din. Ach, niskaima machshavto b'bnei Yisrael. B'bnei Yisrael will be the fulfillment of alu b'machshava l'bruas olam b'yis adin. Hashem alu b'machshava l'fono v'anachnu b'nei Yisrael tzrichim b'vaday l'kaim akol al piyat Torah. We have to make everything al piyat Torah. V'im amnam gamze yev shalakaim b'fo'al. Right? And even if, with regard to us, you know, there's vis-a-vis the entire world needs rachim, otherwise the world disappear. Snap, crackle, pop. The fulfillment of the world of Midas Adin is upon our shoulders. Ah, but you'll say, but even we can't do that. As the Pasuk says, Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov v'lo yechta. Ki achisorim dovuk u'muchach kemat b'maaseh. Deficiency is all around us. Everybody trips up at some point. Im kol zeh b'machshava tzarach lios muchan kol ish Yisrael l'mesiras nefesh v'chol ma'asa l'shamayim. At least in the source, the depths of our soul, the deepest of our wanting, is to be willing even to be moser nefesh, to fulfill Hashem's will b'din. So therefore, we will deserve the reward that He gives us, without any trappings of freebie. Zeshenema olu b'machshava perish ba'olu machshava yevshal atzeis me'adin k'malei nima. In the world of machshava, person right can't step out. In the deepest rotzon of Hashem's will for us, is that you can't step out of the line of din. So therefore, in our world of machshava, we have to be willing for that. If in the world of application, we stumble, she's talking about midas harachamim. But inside, our ratzon has to be pure. Ukmochein. Sometimes it even seen in the world of application. Like the Rav Yisrael Talwazik, Tzadik Lubracha, used to tell a story that the Nazis in Machshamam, it was known that they put parochas in front of the gas chambers in Treblinka. And on the Parochas that says, Ashar Hashem Tzadikim Yavovo. He tells over the story about how two Jews, they saw it. This is Takazoi. It's true. Ashar Hashem Tzadikim Yavovo. They danced in. Ukvochein. Keshimeskayim Rotzam B'nei Yisrael B'mishpat Amru Chazal Ki B'Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechashiv Machshava Kemaisa. In the world of our Machshava, in our will, in our deepest will, in our, right, we want to do exactly what Hashem wants. Hashem is mitzarif, our machshava tamaisa. What we hope for, what we aspire to, what we would want, what we yearn for, inside, even if in the world of, on the playing field of the world, we slip. But our machshava is joined up with our maisa. Emes kol gulam mitzrayim al pi adin. And that's why there's so much din in the Gulam Mitzrayim. Ki mitzad shebnei Yisrael yizku b'din yicholim ligbor neged sonehem. Right? The fact that we're zocha b'din and the nations of the world in the end will say, but you slipped up, you slipped up, you slipped up. You were over there, but Zohar also. You were also Brik Megalei Arayos. You're also Rotzchim amongst you. But we're mitzaref, right? We're mitzaref. Our machshava to those periods of din, right? The periods of din, of incredible din, the awesome din, again, on a communal level, and for those who are personally going through difficulties. Those all become appended onto our innermost thoughts on this, we wish to be Zochabedin, even if we know that we do slip. But those periods of din are appended onto them. Rak Yeshuas ben Yisrael rak b'midas adin. Achein lo haya efshel iskayim befoil b'din. Right? Lachein gam ata shita fitzarachim kanal. So what happened? Hashem was mitzaref, midas arachimim, once again over here. It says as fas emes, that's why it says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Atasira. He wants to say differently than we saw in Binavachye, or certainly with the Pashtus, that we understood from Chazal there was a punishment. Atasira means, okay, at this point, right, the full midas din can't be visited upon them. A certain degree, a very strong degree, yes, but not completely. There'll be rachamim here. Shitiva midas rachamim. Just as Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu now barachamim, right? The talich is going to be a shituf, a joining of din and rachamim. That's why it appears over here in this pasuk as Hashem speaks to him, right? Answering a question we said before, why didn't it appear in the last psukim of Shmos, where Hashem appears to be being angry? So, no, that's not the point. If they can't manage, and we have to be shat, if midas rachamim, then we will be mishnis rachamim. But that means that the game is not over. You won't be able to see, as it were, their entry into Eretz Yisrael, because it won't be the final completion. Ach Moshe Rabbeinu hayel yochol lizbol tzai Yisrael nechshav zeh lo l'shvach. Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his love of the Jewish people, was so great, even though he knew it was necessary, like a chola, like a person who's ill, and they're performing a procedure upon him, and the doctor won't let go, and the chola says, stop. But it's not good for you to stop. Stop, stop. Right? Hashem mevakish laniach hakol wavur yisrim, he can't take the pain, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take Klal Yisrael's pain. Acharofi yodeo meivin, ki yisurim l'tovas hachol l'chein inu mashgiach alav. Moshe Rabbeinu hirgish v'tzaren shisrael mamish v'lo k'mo heim atzmam. Right? He couldn't take it. Their pain was his pain. L'chein af shiyada ki l'tovas Yisrael, who even though he knew was for the benefit of the Jewish people, l'yochol yizbol b'shum ofim v'tzaren shisrael v'chein asa shem yizbarach v'tzono. V'haya ge'ula b'tzirah v'midas harachamim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, because the job wasn't completed now. It's a model to now. Hopefully, right? Hopefully, Klai has been through enough midas adin. There's lack of belief still, but as the Ksav Sofer explained to us, there's reasons for that also, right? We're not coming to justify it, but we're coming to, as it were, to ameliorate a little bit of the taina against us. Hashem yiten that the days of darkness should come to an end. Hashem should give us the strength to have emunah that the talich, the wheels of the gula, are going forward even while the darkness slips away and then becomes stronger and slips away and becomes stronger. Nonetheless, this is the process of the gula going forward, and Hashem should have rachmanus on all of his children, on the klal and on the prat. Volatzi and Guel, Shavu Pesh, Yaakov, Nu, Hashem, Amen, Amen. Have a good Shabbos.